Exodus chapter 10. And Yahweh said to Moses, Go in to Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I might show these my signs before him, and that you may tell in the ears of your son and of your son's son what things I have wrought in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that you may know how that I am Yahweh. And Moses and Aaron came in to Pharaoh and said to him, Thus says Yahweh, Elohim of the Hebrews, How long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me. Else if you refuse to let my people go, tomorrow I will bring the locusts to your coast, and they shall cover the face of the earth, that one cannot be able to see the earth, and they shall eat the residue of that which is escaped, which remains to you from the hail, and shall eat every tree which grows for you out of the field. And they shall fill your houses, and the houses of all your servants, and the houses of all the Egyptians, which neither your fathers nor your fathers' fathers have seen since the day that they were upon the earth to this day. And he turned himself and went out from Pharaoh. And Pharaoh's servants said to him, How long shall this man be a snare to us? Let the men go, that they may serve Yahweh their Elohim. Do you not know yet that Egypt is destroyed? And Moses and Aaron were brought again to Pharaoh, and he said to them, Go, serve Yahweh your Elohim. But where are they that shall go? And Moses said, We will go with our young and with our old, and with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds will we go. For we must hold a feast to Yahweh. And he said to them, Yet let Yahweh be so with you, as I will let you go, and your little ones. Look to it, for evil is in front of you. Not so. Go now, you that are men, and serve Yahweh. For that you did desire, and they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. And Yahweh said to Moses, Stretch out your hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come up upon the land of Egypt, and eat every herb of the land, even all that the hail has left. And Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and Yahweh brought an east wind upon the land all that day, and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. And the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt, and rested in all the coasts of Egypt. Very grievous were they. Before them there were no such locusts as they. Neither after them shall be such. For they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened, and they did eat every herb of the land, and all the fruit of the trees which the hail had left, and there remained not any green thing in the trees, or in the herbs of the field throughout all the land of Egypt. And then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in haste, and he said, I have sinned against Yahweh your Elohim and against you. Now, therefore, forgive, I ask you, my sin only this once, and ask Yahweh, your Elohim, that he may take away from me this death only. And he went out from Pharaoh and asked Yahweh. And Yahweh turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the coasts of Egypt. But Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go. And Yahweh said to Moses, Stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They did not see one another, neither did any rise from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. And Pharaoh called to Moses and said, Go, serve Yahweh. Only let your flocks and your herds be staying behind. Let your little ones also go with you. And Moses said, You must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings that we may sacrifice to Yahweh our Elohim. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not a hoof be left behind, for of that must we take to serve Yahweh our Elohim. We do not know with what we must serve Yahweh until we come there. But Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. And Pharaoh said to him, Get you away from me. Take heed to yourself. See my face no more, for in that day that you see my face, you shall die. And Moses said, You have spoken well. I will see your face no more. End of chapter.